Hello, everyone, and welcome to the APACD podcast. That is the podcast for the Asia Pacific Association of Communication Directors. My name is Arun Sudhaman. I'm editor-in-chief of Provoke Media, who are APACD's content partner. Very happy to bring you the latest episode of the APACD podcast, and I'm joined today by Bhaskar Majumdar, who is the head of communications, corporate affairs, digital marketing, and CSR at Aegis, based in India. Bhaskar, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Arun. And thanks for, you know, giving me the opportunity to connect with you and for the podcast.
Sure. It's a pleasure to have you on. We're looking forward to your learnings and your lessons from your life and from your career. So let's get started. The theme of the show, as you are aware, is things I've learned. We like to focus on a key lesson from each of the following areas. So first, career. Second is PR/comms. So, if, you know, essentially the work you've been doing. Thirdly is personal. And then we like to end on one piece of advice for your younger self. But let's start with career. Could you please share an important lesson that you've learned during your career?
So, you know, when I started, I started in advertising, and generally how it happens, you know, I started around, say, 96, 97. And those days, you know, advertising used to be the, you know, it used to be more known rather than in peer. And I'm being a Bengali, a lot of my, you know, relatives, my friends, everyone were in advertising. So the easiest choice was to join an advertising agency. I stayed there for some time, moved to event agency, because those days there used to be, events used to be very new to India. And then finally PR happened. So, I mean, when I look back, I mean, all this thing happened by, it happened by default, it's not by design. But I think the time I spent in advertising as well as in events, they actually come handy when it comes to PR. And in each sector, I have learned a lot of things. In advertising, in events, and in PR, I think the basic thing remains that it's more of communicating to your stakeholders, right? So communication is key, and I've seen communication getting changed over the years. You know, in initial days, it used to be more of media relation rather than more of strategic thinking. But I think over the years, it has become more strategic in nature. Setting up a strategic narrative, storytelling is something which has come in the last 10 years' time. So my entire career of 20 years, I think, every organization, every year, I have learned something new. Like during COVID time, I have learned a new thing that, you know, you have to understand digital if you have to stay in the business. Second, internal communication is very important, which is, again, I have learned during my COVID days. We're a company of almost 3,000 people in India, and in our corporate office, there are only 450 people, and the rest are all scattered in different site locations. And hence, communication with your employees, which is internal communication, has become very, very integral part of the corporate communication role, which I've also learned and seen over the years that, you know, in initial days in corporate communication, the role is to be restricted again to media relations only. But I think now the deliverables or responsibilities has changed completely. It's not only media relations gone far ahead. So in a nutshell, those are the full spectrum.
Yeah. The full spectrum of stakeholders. Do you feel, just to ask you a couple of follow-ups, do you feel that enough people move from the advertising industry in India into public relations? Because I wonder how common a shift that is these days.
See, initially, I mean, 10 to 15 years back, the shift from advertising to PR was not that much. Rather, people moving from PR to advertising was more. Advertising will be always more glamorous. But I think, I mean, there are few things which I feel, I mean, I may be wrong. Like, you know, when you're working in PR, you connect with the senior management of a brand is much more easier rather than in advertising. So I still remember when I used to work with Genesis, I used to go for client meetings, and I was a very junior guy, and I used to had the audience of meeting up with the MD of a company. So I'm not sure if in advertising that kind of possibilities can be or opportunities can be given to a junior staff, but in peer, I think that's more doable. I mean that's more easy. So, but nowadays I think there are people who are moving from advertising to peer, because in client servicing in advertising and in peer, it's almost the same. Understanding the client's requirement, you know, taking a brief, creating a, you know, strategic narrative, and then you may have a larger team to execute it. So over the years, in last 2-3 years of time, or maybe 4-5 years of time, I have seen that shift from advertising to PR is happening. But long back, 10 to 15 years back, that was not much there.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because I think in many countries, the public relations industry has grown in stature.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's at the expense of advertising, but it certainly has, you know, it's kind of been able to attract people from advertising. It's been able to win some of the advertising awards. But I think in India, that shift has happened a little bit more slowly.
Yes, yes.
Because the ad industry is so celebrated in India. But it's nice to hear that it is happening, and that makes sense, I think.
And also, you know, what I've seen that, you know, in earlier times, the advertising industry was not very much aware of what the PR industry is doing. But nowadays, with multinationals coming into India and under one umbrella or under one brand, there are event team, there is a digital team, there is a PR team, there is an advertising team. And whenever they're going for a pitch, it's a joint pitch. So I think the awareness of PR, what exactly they're doing, what they actually deliver, is much more clear for the advertising people or for the larger audience. I think it's more during in last 4-5 years of time.
Yeah, okay, very interesting. So next up, can you share something you've learned in terms of the work that you've done, the public relations and communications work that you have done during your various roles?
So to be very frank, I've been fortunate enough to be to work in the, you know, corporate side as well as the agency side, and I have moved from agency to corporate, again from corporate to agency. So I think both the places are quite interesting, and they have got their own, you know, things to learn. In corporate, I think it's more of, you know, how to get a particular brand to be taken to a particular place. In agency, I think it's a bit difficult, because, you know, you're working on multiple clients, you've got multiple deadlines, you're working for clients from different geographies. So concentrating on one particular brand becomes very, very difficult. In corporate, I think it's much more easier, because you're working for one client only. So in a simpler term, if you're in a corporate, you're actually handling one client only. So I think the strategic thinking happens naturally, and it's easy to be in a corporate. And as I said that, you know, during COVID time, I've seen things to change. Digital transformation in India has been going on for the last 10 years. But I think during COVID time, actually it happened. You know, earlier also there used to be Zoom calls, there used to be team calls, but, you know, those used to be very, I mean, hardly people used to, you know, use those tools, and people used to believe in, you know, having meetings where personally you can greet each other. But during COVID time, due to lockdown and other things, I think the usage of digital has become much more prominent. And it's required also in our company. Also, I've seen that, you know, there used to be multiple people traveling to multiple locations. And now, you know, in a post-COVID era, everyone is trying to connect with everyone digitally, which saves time, money, effort, everything. So I think the way, you know, the PR industry, be it agency or a corporate, used to run earlier after COVID, or I would not say post-COVID, because there are news that, you know, there are certain COVID cases which are getting, you know, again rising in India. But I think after 2021, the usage of digital has become much more. Just to give you an example, you know, in our earlier time, whenever we used to handle a client, the easiest way of getting a feature for the client used to be author article. Now, the same thing is there now also. Just that, you know, now whenever people are, you know, creating an author article, they always keep in mind that the same author article, if it can be broken into a LinkedIn post, in a blog, if there can be multiple tweets come out of it. So I'll rather call it a new age content creation, which is happening after the COVID era. So things have changed, and things have changed for good. And I think the possibility of getting more creative is now much easier. Earlier it used to be more mundane. Like, you know, I said that, you know, even when I'm writing a piece, I always keep in mind how to adopt the same thing in different social media platform without losing the essence of the, you know, content. So these are things which I think have changed. But you know, in earlier times, there used to be a good thing that, you know, whenever you used to go and meet up with journalists, which I still feel that, you know, face-to-face interaction with people, which I'll call media relation again, was much more easier earlier. Now it's more digital. So that personal touch is not there that much.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation, actually. But I wonder if maybe that will return. Hopefully,
that has already returned, because, you know, in last, I think, 6 to 7 months of time, physical press conferences have started happening. Although for certain brands, it actually depends on a B2B or a B2C brand and what kind of stakeholders they're actually targeting to. For certain brands, I still think a digital press conference is much more suitable. That saves time, money, and they can connect as many people from different location. But for B2C brands, I think physical, you know, press conferences or meeting is much more needed, and it started happening. So, you know, in recent time, there are multiple, you know, car launches and other thing launches where physical press conferences are happening. So I think it's going to return, but now you have an option of going digital or going physical. So
yeah, well, one of the during a very, very difficult time, it was good to see that at least there was some benefits for the communications, I guess, progression in India in terms of finally embracing digital. Next up, what could you tell us you've learned from a personal perspective?
So again, I will take the same COVID case. You know, in earlier time, it used to be, you know, used to be always on work. But during COVID time, I have understood that, you know, work-life balance, mental health is something which is very much necessary. You know, I still remember when I was given this mandate of handling the internal communication for the company, we started a lot of initiatives digitally, like, you know, yoga classes and other things. And all of a sudden, you know, I also used to attend those yoga classes. And I asked one of my colleagues digitally that, you know, do you actually like yoga, or what is the reason that you connect? He says that, you know, during yoga time, especially with the screen, my entire family is there. So then I suddenly realized that it's not only engaging with the employee, it's actually engaging with the entire family. During COVID time, there are a lot of things which are earlier unheard of have started happening. You know, in earlier times also, you know, internal communication or internal stakeholders used to be part of the entire list of your preferred stakeholders. But I think post COVID, the employees have, you know, gone up in terms of the importance as a stakeholder. Mental health is something which is very important, because unless you are happy at work, you will not be happy at home. So balancing it out is very much necessary. So these are a few things which I have learned, I'll not say the hard way. And luckily for my company, the brand I represent, they actually believe in kind of, you know, work-life balance to be maintained. So we start early. I'm stationed out of, I work out of our Gurgaon office. We generally start early by 8:30, and we generally leave by 4:30. So you've got the entire evening for your family, and committing to Gurgaon during peak hours is a nightmare. It takes 2 hours. So these are things which the HR department, the corporate communication department, has thought through, and we have given, you know, flexible timing to people. You can come at 8, you can leave by 4:30, you can come by 8:30, you leave by, you know, 5. So these kind of things, I think, is slowly. And, you know, I'll point out another thing. I know I was speaking with a lot of people who are looking for a change. And earlier time, they always used to look for a brand which is paying well, which is giving a good fancy designation. But nowadays, people are also talking about what kind of, you know, HR policies they have. Is it a hybrid model? Is my parents are getting insured, or my in-laws are getting insured? So these are also becoming a major factor for people, you know, searching for a company or sticking to a company. So personally, I think it's been an immense learning in last 3 to 4 years of time. It's a complete paradigm shift of how things used to happen earlier and now how things are happening nowadays.
Yeah, and it's an important lesson, not just for employees, but as you said, for employers as well,
exactly.
Right? Because I think they realize now that employees have different expectations.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking about mental health, you know, during COVID mm-hmm. time, people, and not only that they were, you know, scared about losing a job, they were also scared about the health about their parents, their kids, their in-laws, right? So it's not about job or the money. There are multiple factors which you know, impacts the mental health. And if a company or a brand has been able to manage at least half of it, then the employee will be more happy. And as I said, that, you know, it's not about money or fancy designation. People are looking for, you know, what are the HR benefits and how the company is operating. These are also under the consideration set for a employee to move or not to move.
Okay, so last question. What piece of advice would you give your younger self?
I think, you know, as I said, digital has become a very integral part, and especially for me. I come from an Orkut age. So my journey in digital era has been, you know, it's a long journey. So not only you have to be digital savvy, you have to understand how different platforms in social media they work. If you have to be relevant in corporate communication or in agencies, or you have to advise your clients, or you have to advise your senior management, you have to understand how Twitter works, how Facebook works, how Insta works, how LinkedIn works, what kind of different stakeholders. So a single post cannot be posted in LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and everywhere. So every platform has their different kind of, you know, platform and your content or your videos has to be suitable to those platforms. Like in last, you know, almost 1 year, I have understood that rather than of content, it's better to have a short video, may not be more than 1 minute. And the first 8 to 10 seconds are the hook time where you have to actually clear that what exactly your video is going to say. And if you can create those kind of videos from your mobile, I think, you know, organically amplifying your post is much more easier rather than spending money. So first, you have to understand digital very well. I have spoken about new age content, which again, one has to learn. And third, you have to be open about everything. You have to be more creative. When I say creative, it's not a word, it's kind of a cliche, but, you know, you're not designing anything, but your thought process has to be creative, right? It's not, I mean, if like the earlier way, a single post in Twitter, the way you used to post, it's no longer, you know, people going to, you know, like it. So every day, I think it's a new challenge. And apart from, you know, being digital, one has to read. And I'm not talking about only books. One has to go through the social media every day if you have to be relevant in you know, corporate communication. If you don't understand that, you know, what kind of, you know, conversation is going to happen today, then you've not been able to plug your brand over there. So I think, and with digital, our work has immensely increased. It's now 24 hours. You know, in earlier times, 10 years back, when there was no social media or digital media, it was much easier. Now, a adverse comment in Twitter at 10 o'clock or 11:30 can create a huge crisis. So listening, reading is something which is very, very important.
Yeah, so be digital savvy, be open to more creative thinking, and make sure you're listening and learning.
Yeah.
Do you think the industry is digital enough? Do you feel like it's made that kind of progress?
In last 2 to 3 years, yes. You know, taking example of my own company, who used to be only present in LinkedIn. Now we are very much active in Insta, we are active in Facebook. Oh, I mean, if you Insta, automatically you'll get into Facebook, in Twitter. So, I mean, we have done different brackets. If there is a HR initiative or a CSI initiative, it may or may go in LinkedIn, but obviously it can go for Instagram. So usage of different, you know, platforms and how to use it, as I said, that every news is not perfect fit for every social media platform. So one has to understand what should. I mean, I think the biggest challenge in India is this, that, you know, people don't understand that, you know, a simple post in LinkedIn cannot be the same post for a Twitter or a Facebook. It has to be changed because the platform is different. The people who are coming with certain expectations is different. The engagement is different. So one has to understand those things. And I think the only way to understand it is going through it every day, at least twice or thrice a day, to understand how people are posting and how organically a different post is getting amplified. Unless you understand that, it's very difficult to, you know, create, or as I said, to plug your brand in different, you know, platforms. And in years to come, I think, I'm not saying that print is going to go down, but print will be always relevant in India. But I think the online or social media is going to be increased a lot. I mean, just to give you an example, long back we used to go and, you know, meet up with a journalist who used to, you know, pitch for a story. And if the story is credible and if the journalist is, you know, ready to take the story, and if we've been lucky, maybe the next day or maybe the next to next day, the story may appear in print. Now, when the same process has been followed, the first thing is that news is getting, that particular news will get amplified in the online version of the publication house. After that, the journalist will tweet it from his Twitter handle. The media house will tweet it from their Twitter handle. So I think it's more engaging, it's more fast, and it's as I said, it's more engaging because when you're posting a particular news in your Twitter, the reaction is immediate, and that makes you more responsible that what kind of news you're giving it to a media host, be it print, online, or any other thing. So the things have changed for good. As I said earlier, the horizon was limited. Now it's completely open.
Yeah, good points. I think very important to bear in mind how people can respond immediately. It does create more work, I feel, sometimes when there's so many platforms and you have to personalize for each. Yeah. And also, I do wonder about the algorithms. There sometimes seems like a sense of mystery around what works and doesn't work, right? You can do something and it works great for 2 weeks, and then suddenly after that you know it'll completely fall off. But I guess that's all part of the game. Bhaskar, thank you so much.
Thanks
for your time. Thank you for sharing your lessons and your learnings with all of our listeners. We will love to have you back on the podcast at some point in the future. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Arun. Thank you.